Guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast. If you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back. If you are a new listener, remember, share us with your friends and family. Have them rate, review, subscribe to the show. If you listen to us or if you watch us on YouTube, remember to hit that like button. And if you want to support your podcast directly and rock some merch, please go to insensitivemerch.com, cop some gear, stay drippy with Drippy. And on to the show.
And here we go.
You want to be like? Sensitivity equals fucking poverty.
Insensitive culture, the podcast. Check it out, homie.
Guys, welcome to episode 98 of Insensitive Culture. As always, you know me.
What's up, what?
You know my guy over here.
And that fool Blazer, Ramon.
On the other end is always. Together we form.
Insensitive Culture, the podcast. Make sure you check it out, homie.
Check it out, homie.
Gee, we got to have Creeper do another, like an updated.
When we
get Johnny Quest in there, too. So it's all Creeper. Unless he likes his Johnny Quest drum intro. I don't know if that was a special request.
No. That was just Johnny was surprised that I even found that.
Yeah, my old drop.
Every time he made his beats when he was a beat maker, you would hear the song come in. It's like Johnny Quest.
Oh no, we'll keep that then. That's old school. I didn't realize there was like sentimental value to it.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Shit.
I gotta find that original still. It's on this computer that I have literally kicking me at my feet. That I don't know why I have like the whole tower still. I've just been too lazy to rip the hard drive out, but I have this whole tower sitting here next to my legs that I just need to plug it into some dock or something and grab my file, grab all my old all my old beats.
Every computer that I've ever had just like crashed on me at some point.
All the PCs I had crashed on me. The Macs never. I always ended up just selling the Macs because I got a new Mac.
Yeah, like, that's never true.
Like every PC was just like blue screening, and we just gave up on it. Like at least like the family PCs I had growing up, and that's not a shot at PCs. It's just a fact about the PCs that I grew up with. Like, and I was probably just like mad porn and shit, like just killing them because we know that's not good for them. But still, HP,
my 2009 iMac was working just fine until I got my laptop, and then it was just chilling in the basement. So it was, really functional for. Well, no, it wasn't just functional for me to like go to the basement to work on my stuff and whatever. But I had it backed up to a time machine. I think I recently tried to turn it on to give it away and realized it's no longer powering on.
Who the fuck are you giving it to? Who wants your 2009 iMac?
2009.
I mean, I thought the same thing. I was going to wipe it and then go recycle it.
Did somebody request
it? I was talking to my boy. I was talking to my boy about it. He was like, shit, just give it to me. I'll figure it out. Like, I'll use it.
There you go.
He's like, all right, man, if you want it, I'll give it to you.
Good luck not cracking that LCD when you open that bitch, but take it.
Right. Nah, he wasn't going to try to open that shit. He would have just went somewhere and tried to pay somebody to do it.
Oh, fuck all that. I thought he was going to open that shit and go
to
town.
No, like if it was like just a hard drive, then, you know, you pay somebody, put a new hard drive in.
2009, that's the one with the magnetic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yep,
that's a lot easier to pop open, though.
Yeah.
Fuck all those, bro. I hated those.
I fucked with those. I like those. Those are pretty easy.
The iMac repair.
So you got to do a video card in like the 2012
take the whole shit apart.
So that was your day was fucked when you had to open one of those up.
The hinge.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Just the
shit because I knew I wasn't gonna have to go back out to the floor. So.
Oh yeah, no.
I mean,
that was the only minute.
Those are the glory days,
upside, bro. That was the upside.
Those were the glory days because at any point by the time I left that place, at any point you would be knee deep in that, like all the way at the end, it's just like, yo, you got to go to the floor.
That's why I never saw Johnny because he was always in the back, just fucking.
Oh, I hate that too.
Low key.
They started that right before I left.
That's why he was like, I got to jump.
That's why I bailed.
I'm out of here. Yeah, I ain't trying to go back out there. What you mean? You want me to leave this shit in the middle of the repair with screws all over the place?
I used to I used to fight it all the time. It's like, yo, do you see everything that is on this table right? You really want me to leave this here? All right.
But yo, when you went to training, they prepped you for that shit. They're like, yo, you're gonna need to walk away from these, and someone else is gonna have to pick them up. So like,
they did. They just, you know, never made us do it. So
right, exactly. So when they try to make you do it, it's like,
nah, that's y'all store, not mine. We don't work like that. We don't do those.
Oh, good times. Good times that I'll never go back to.
At a place that I never.
I won't say that I'll never go back to. I just probably. It would be by choice. Just
not there.
Just to have on. No.
Have to be hard times.
It would have to be hard times, yeah.
Sure, it would have to, yeah. So, never.
Yeah, that's true. No
more,
hard times.
Ain't no more hard times.
No more hard times. We're not doing all that. All right, so, Dave, let's get through some questions,
let's
yo.
Let's break them off.
For those of you who are new to the show, we always start off these episodes with some icebreaker questions before we get into the, you know, into news and Hollywood news, so.
All right, we got three of them. Mm-hmm. First one, would you rather lose your ability to taste food or to feel sex?
Yo.
Feel sex. You can have sex, but you won't.
You can. You can have all the sex you want.
You can't taste food or you can't feel.
Yeah, you can eat. I mean, you'll feel full, but you won't know what the fuck you ate because you couldn't taste that shit.
And you know there's only one real answer here.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's got to be the food. Because there's people that are doing just fine right now, still haven't caught their taste buds back after catching COVID. It sucks. Okay. It sucks, but they living and they fucking.
Yeah. And they fucking. And they're feeling that fucking, and which is even more important.
But if not... That would be rough, man. To just sit there and have sex done upon you.
Because, you're an active participant.
Yeah, why would you even participate in the act anymore if it's unenjoyable?
I wonder if you still...
That's like jerking off. Do you still feel good when you jerk off?
No, you wouldn't even. Like, why would you?
You know what would be what
unless
would really
it's
suck?
Only sex and then.
Right yeah, I mean, you know, it didn't stipulate.
That's what I'm saying. If it's only sex, like what would suck is you still get blue balls. You still like have, you know what I mean? Like if it's been a while, you still if you have a massive like erection, that shit hurts, dog. That shit, like you still feel all of that, but then in the act of sex, you don't feel any of it.
I feel like jerking off would still feel good because, I mean, it says feel sex. And if I jerked off and it's I was like, I had sex, I would be lying. But is it though? Like if I jerked off and I was like, yo, I just had sex, but I jerked off. Did I just have sex?
I mean, you just had sex with your hand. Yeah.
No, come on. I lost my virginity when I was like 11.
It's self-sex, right?
Self-sex. Yeah.
Self-pleasure. I think the sex definition, I don't think masturbation falls under this. Maybe I'm reaching here because I don't want to not be able to jerk off.
Masturbation sex, a sin in the Bible. That's a Google.
A sin. When you put in that.
Masturbation sex.
I mean, when you preach abstinence, mutual masturbation, it's part of that program.
It is touching yourself for sexual pleasure.
I mean, sexual pleasure.
It's a sexual pleasure.
Sexual stimulation of one's own.
It's a sexual organ.
Genitals.
It's sexual stimulation. So I think it's considered. I mean, obviously, it's not sex, but it's a form of.
This is like, I think I asked this like a 6-year-old. Is masturbation sex? Is masturbation a form of sex?
There you go.
It is a form of sexual activity that's available to people of all genders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it is a form of sex.
But I mean, like bomb ass ribs. I can't taste bomb ass ribs anymore.
I would. I feel you there. Like
wings, that's why I'm saying
pizza, burgers.
I don't know. It would suck.
I would give up.
What's your pork dish there that you guys want me to eat?
Benini.
Yeah, you're not tasting that no more. Say goodbye to that.
Yeah, you can't have it. I would have to say, food. I would get rid of. I would get rid of taste. I'm sorry. It would suck. It would absolutely suck to be eating this amazing food.
It's like when you have a cold and you're eating just to fill up. Like, you can't taste dick, but you're hungry. You know you're hungry. And then you're full after. And you're like, oh, I ate. That was good. Like, there's no pleasure. Like, that's, I'm definitely eating more than I'm fucking. That's for sure. So I'm taking out a big chunk of my life, big chunk of the pleasure that I get from delicious foods. It's tough.
As an overweight person who enjoys food probably too much, it would probably help. It would be probably more beneficial to me to not,
see, that's not enjoy, fair. That's enjoy not food. Fair.
Cause I would just be like, there's literally no enjoyment in me eating this. I'm just eating it to survive. I'm good with no taste. It would suck.
You're eating for sustenance for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you know, yeah, I'm just eating for, I know I'm hungry. I know I have to eat. I knew that I really enjoyed this at one point, but I would never get tired of, like, eating the same. Like, I would just eat healthy food all the time because you can't fucking taste it. Like, what's the point?
That's fair. You'd be fucking all the time. You'd be eating healthier, bro. Like, this would lead to a healthier lifestyle for sure.
It would.
I'll lose my food ability taste. You guys sold me on it. I was on the fence there, but I'll be super ripped and feel all the fucking.
Every reason you have for having a shitty ass diet is gone. Out the window.
Right.
Out the window. Now you're just eating to survive, to live.
To not be hungry. You're eating to not be hungry.
Exactly.
Still be hungry, though, at random times.
Sure.
You probably just wouldn't enjoy having to.
You're not enjoying yourself. You're not overindulging.
Kale chips, I guess, and you shovel them in. Because you would, who gives
I don't know. But it also depends if you're a pothead like me, because if you smoke.
Wait, do you taste pussy? Does pussy have a taste anymore?
Yeah, pussy has a taste. That's not. That's
yeah,
not.
But no, it's but not? That would no, you wouldn't, because that's oral sex.
Oh no, no. Oh, you're talking about like if you're.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute. Yeah, that's a catch 22. You're eating pussy, but
you're not tasting it.
But so you're you not tasting. You're not feeling sex.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Whatever. That might be to your benefit too.
Well, that might be the opposite, is you're just tasting it, but you get no sexual enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is good pussy.
Now you're like, you're just sitting there like, is it good? Right. Is it good? I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, man.
It's work.
You start this is
probably not the episode I should have told my coworker to listen to.
And I don't think any episode is a good one to tell your coworkers to listen to. Right.
There's no.
Hopefully,
check out Little Brown Walk.
Yeah, Little Brown Walk.
Oh, I love that fucking title. Jesus. All right. Next question, guys. Would you rather go to heaven or become a ghost on earth after you die?
So heaven's a real place.
Heaven is whatever
is actually considered.
We're not heaven. A theological pod.
Heaven is a place, and all of my favorite people have made it there.
If they chose to go there.
Yeah.
Or maybe they chose to stay.
Maybe they're ghosts on earth. Yeah.
Imagine that's the choice that you get. There's really no hell. Hell is on earth.
Hell is on earth.
Hell is on earth, and you
hell
can
is staying as a ghost.
You get to the pearly gates, and they're like, "Yo, do you want to come here? Do you just want to chill on earth, fucking with people?"
Ooh, I don't know. See, I thought one thing, but now that I thought of something else, I'm thinking, I don't know. So I was thinking, it would kind of blow to be back here. To just stay on earth. You're missing out on heaven, first of all, which I hear is supposed to be pretty tight.
Yeah.
And I guess I was like, you know, I would miss out on everything cool, and you'd have to watch your loved ones and everything. If you chose to, I mean, who knows where the fuck you'd go.
You'd be wandering the earth, in my opinion.
One of my fears about dying, and this is going to sound weird, is just like, I know there's a lot of shit that I'm going to miss. Like, even pop culture wise, like, is there new MCU shit coming out? Like all kinds of shit that I don't want to miss, like don't want to think about missing.
Yeah.
Like I could be a ghost on Earth and just chill in a theater when fucking, you know, new Avengers drops or whatever the fuck's going to drop shouldn't be here. Yeah, so like you could still take all that in, but at the same time, I think I got to check out heaven and see what's popping up there and like see what's up. Cause if anybody in my family's there, I'd want to say what's up for sure. It'd be dope.
I guess from these choices,
like what do we do? I'm not going to haunt anybody. Like if I stayed I wouldn't be a dick about it. I wouldn't be a dick ghost.
I mean, if that was the choice, I mean, yeah, I mean, you have to check out what heaven is like. You know what I mean? gotta see what's there.
Can't not.
Like you said, you have some loved ones, you know, there's also a guarantee that at some point your loved ones, as they pass on, they will meet you there too.
Hell yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the allure there.
That's the spot.
So in this situation, I would have to say heaven. But I honestly believe in
reincarnation.
No,
I thought that's where you're going with.
Kind
that.
Of, I guess I believe in energy. Like so I think we've discussed this before. It's like our bodies are holding energy. Like our soul is energy, and this body, this meat sack is holding it in place. Mm-hmm. And this is what we call a life. If we know, if science is true, if everything that has been proven in science is true, when energy moves from one place, energy is dispersed as it is released.
You can't destroy it.
Right. So you know, and we've already they've already discovered that the universe is all made up of energy. So your soul goes from one point to another. Where it goes,
who knows?
If we're going to say we just continuously live on Earth, that this is fucking hell then. Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe that Earth is the only thing and it gets dispersed elsewhere. And I believe our soul is way older than we realize. This is why we know, like certain things, it feels familiar. Certain things feel a certain way. It's because our soul has been living on
like deja vu
since the beginning. And we're just, as soon as we enter a new body, we forget everything else that has happened because the brain takes over and the brain only knows what's
took a wild turn.
It did take a wild turn. That's what I do. That's what I assume death is. And we will never know if that's the truth. Cause I don't know if
we'll be dead.
I don't know if the next place I'll go, if I'll continue to, to know this, you know everything that I've experienced prior to
that. Will you take all that knowledge with you?
Right. But all I know is on Earth, we have a brain, the brain takes over. And from there, we second guess everything that isn't reality, isn't touched, felt. Anything that the brain doesn't believe to exist isn't real.
Hmm. What about you, Johnny?
Our thoughts on the existence of life?
Yeah, no. Just answer the question. I took that. Wait, you know that's that. I do that.
Let's see.
I had to bring us back for once.
I don't know because
that's okay.
Episode 98.
I feel like going to heaven. If everyone that I would want to be there is there would be dope.
Yeah, just a dope ass party. Just like coming to a chill ass party.
I feel like being stuck on Earth as a ghost would be like
be boring and sad.
It would be tormenting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It, to myself, like it would be suck because I couldn't interact with everyone that I see.
What if you could meet a hot chick ghost? Start banging.
Well, if you can interact with other ghosts.
I mean, that doesn't say that you can't, so
if you can interact with other ghosts and have ghost fellatio,
right?
And ghost cunnilingus. Ghost
relationships. That happened in Ghostbusters,
you can go on ghost vacations and go to Ghost Disney World and go into the Haunted Mansion and
float
spook
wherever
people
the fuck
for
you
real
want.
Together.
Bro, like, that would be kinda lit. Be dope. And then you bang in the Haunted Mansion.
You can always possess people, too.
Ooh, I forgot about possession.
Jump like in ghosts. People's bodies and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump into Machine Gun Kelly's body for a little bit, Bang Megan.
Clap Megan's cheeks and get out. Quick.
I don't know that I would want to be inside Kelly's body for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, when
what about Pete Davidson? What about Pete Davidson?
Nah, I honestly don't fuck with him at all. So,
I mean, he had more options than Kim.
That's true.
True. That's true.
Who's the next one? We're gonna see if the next one up Kim.
Mm. Is anybody Jason Momoa now?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I saw that on the IG page.
Oh man, if you saw it on IG, it's true.
Then it's true.
Be legit.
It would be funny if he starts banging Lisa Bonet, though.
Ooh. That'd be wild.
Oh, that would be wild.
That would be...
All these celebrity... All these celebrity men would just get together to beat his ass.
They would form a coalition. Yeah. Like, yo, we got to put a stop to this. This can't go on.
Celebrities against Pete Davidson.
Oh, man.
I like that. All right, last one, guys. When you're not supposed to be looking at someone's boobs, does it make it harder not to look?
Absolutely.
Big ass titties in your face, and it's just like cleavage. Like you're just an internet. Let's pretend we're working.
No, you're
at the fruit stand appointment. Big ass titties right on the bar. You know that's happened. That's happened multiple times.
Or you're with your girl. Or you're with your girl. Yeah.
Oh, always on purpose.
You know, tits are out. She's probably waiting for you to look to see if you would look.
She's got the corner eyes. You just feel
that shit burning a hole in the side of your head.
Is he looking?
And you're just like, nope, I'm looking at her eyes this entire time. Nope. But you really want to look. You want to stare.
And you know.
You want to stare.
Why is that? It's why all you're thinking about. Why can't we just not fucking not look?
We have to.
Acknowledge that. This chick has some big ass titties.
Even no, if it's but not why an do we girl? Have the urge to not just look, but then stare and just keep looking the whole
because
time?
Because it does. It's dope,
bro. It doesn't matter.
Why are titties that dope,
bro?
That you can't stop looking at them,
bro.
It's ingrained in our DNA. We can't help. Like that's not anything we can control. It's like blinking. It's like breathing. We can't do anything about it. It has to be done.
I can see. I can see the same pair of titties every day.
That's the Dave reason.
I can see the same pair of titties every day.
Every day,
I see the same pair of titties. And you know what? And every time I see the same pair of titties, I go, damn.
Yeah,
there's like never gets old.
There's a Men in Black neuralizer that we have in our heads that just you forget the titties and then you see them again. You're like, oh my god!
So when you see a new pair of titties that you haven't seen before, but you're imagining like, damn, those are some nice ass titties. Mm-hmm. You really want to look. Mm-hmm. You want to stare. Like I wonder. I want you're analyzing them. Does she have soft? Does she have small nipples? Are they big? Are they dark? They might. I'm going way too wild with it because we don't really think of any of that. You don't really think of any of that. Honestly,
he's there for mad long.
No, these are the thoughts before you even bro, look because you can't.
Those
look.
Kind of thoughts, you know, they don't happen as slow as you stated them. Those all happen in like microseconds.
Yeah, microseconds. Exactly.
Like Braille, Stevie Wonder. Oh my god, I can't.
Yeah,
look.
And then you're just like, and then after you get that thought, I was just like, don't look at those titties. Don't look at her fucking titties. Your girl's right there. She's gonna.
She's looking at those titties.
You're at work, bro. You could lose your job. The cameras are catching.
That's when you call her out and you get pissed. You're like, did you just look at her titties?
That's when you get super heated. That's when you gotta
flip it around on her. Yeah, it's like I saw you looking at her. What the fuck?
Now I know we've all experienced this though. That relief when your girl be like, do you see that girl's big ass titties?
I'm like, no, babe, I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean? Oh, where? I guess they're all right.
Which ones?
They're all right.
Like, where?
Where?
Oh,
point
yeah.
them out.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Shit. Yeah. Look at that. I didn't even notice. Yeah. I was
no,
over
and then
here.
You still got to pretend like she's you can't wild. See him right away. You really have to make her point them out. Yeah. Be like, oh, no, this chick.
No, who
like,
you talking
oh,
about?
Oh,
who
yeah.
you talking about?
They're all right. They're straight.
Why the fuck would she come out like
that? Like, shut the fuck up. Now I know you were staring this whole time.
Great. Yes, of course. This shit is, for whatever reason, it's especially in a work setting. When you know you cannot look, it makes it really hard to look. When you're in just, if you're passing by somebody, you're not going to stare at nothing, but you're definitely going to look. You're going to be like, damn, in your head, and you're going to keep it moving. But when you're in a work setting and you know you cannot stare at this girl's breast.
Especially not today.
Yeah. No. Or your girl's around for whatever reason. There is.
I used to think that I was getting away when I would do the look ahead. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, and I look ahead and I just wait for them to cross my. I thought I was getting away with that for the longest time. No. She's like, you know, that shit is.
And that was in Hall Pass too. Remember they call them out in Hall Pass. Fucking Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis there. That was one of his go-to moves. She called him out. She's like, yeah, he thinks I don't know when he's fucking looking back. And
that's right. That's right. Yeah, Hall Pass.
Great fucking movie.
Yeah. It's been a while. I have to pull that one.
One of the only iTunes movies I actually own. Mm. It's so funny.
I have to watch that.
Oh, how do you watch all those other ones then? I thought you owned them all. I have some friends that have
a dope Plex.
I thought you owned them all.
All right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Do we have any unpopular opinions or do you want to just go into... Actually, I have an unpopular opinion.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have one? On that hill.
Am I the only one that has one?
I think you might.
That's okay. Because I think my unpopular opinion is going to trigger both of you.
Uh-oh.
Unpopular opinions. All right. So my unpopular opinion that is definitely going to trigger the both of you is sports is a complete waste of time for anyone who isn't playing it.
Anyone who isn't playing it?
Yeah. Like for your average fan, I understand that it is a pastime that you could watch to just help you pass the time, but the investment that people put into sports and following their team and just like all of this extra shit, it's a complete waste of fucking time. It's making other people money. It does nothing for you. If you're betting and shit like that, I guess.
Sure.
I guess whatever. But it's a complete waste of time to sit there invested, angry that this team is losing for no, like for whatever fucking reason, investing everything in it. You don't even fucking bet. You're just mad because your team is like all of that shit is a waste of fucking time, bro. It's a waste of fucking time and energy.
So by that logic, how about TV show and movies?
Yeah, I was going to say
those are wasted time. I mean, the actors are getting paid.
You're getting paid. You're right.
You're getting anything from it? You're right. Not. But you fucking enjoy it.
But you know what?
Motherfucker.
And then you come on the fucking pod and you scream and you yell and you get hyped as a bitch because some shit didn't come out the way you wanted.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
WandaVision's whack as fuck. Yeah, we watch that shit and that show is trash.
I don't get as invested. WandaVision was probably the worst about it. But no, that like people get like actually like, yeah, every fucking week is just like, yo, fuck these people, fuck their fans, fuck blah, blah. And it's like, yo, is that really like, is it really that fucking serious? Like,
I mean, Rocco hates
Cowboys fans.
It's like your team is trash every fucking year.
It's that whole geographical.
It's the whole fucking area, man. No disrespect to Boston fans of the show. But fuck Boston, you know. with all due respect from insensitive culture.
I don't think we have any Boston listeners.
Geographic area.
But like I said, though, it is an unpopular opinion. Sports is obviously a big, big moneymaker for a reason.
For sure.
It is a big pastime that everyone fucking enjoys, so many people. I enjoy it like just the... If I'm drinking with friends, it's something that normally someone else wants to do. But to me, it just feels like following it every fucking week and all this shit. It's just.
If you don't have any skin in the game, I could see how it just doesn't matter. Like teams that I don't follow, about those games either. Like
people invest themselves into this shit and just like actually like get angry. Like Europe with fucking football football.
Oh yeah.
That shit is life. That shit is like they will fucking murder someone over their fucking team.
Yeah, hooligans. Soccer hooligans. Bro. You don't fuck with and soccer hooligans, bro.
It's just crazy. It's a crazy, crazy concept. There's no movie, there's no nothing that I am that invested in. To where you'd be like, what? You don't fucking like
cause
the
violence.
You don't like the Dark Knight, bro. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
I'm gonna kill him. Fight. Let's fight.
You say that now, But I could see an argument escalating.
It's never that serious. We have fun discussions because we're on a podcast. You know what that's I mean? True. But
No doubt. I'm just
saying. That's my hill, and I'm going to die on it.
I could see an argument escalating.
We'll bury
it. Not that you go reaching for the pistol.
No. Oh, man.
Someone could.
Someone, yeah. There are people that are that into it, bro. Fucking, we see that shit all the fucking time. All the fucking, the Star Wars fans, like those deep, deep fans. Like, there's always those fan groups that are just diehard over.
Anything.
Yeah, of anything. It's funny though, the sports fans are always quick to call out
sports
the nerd fans, right? Bro, you're just a fucking sports nerd.
Right.
It's absolutely the same shit.
Yeah.
You have a different poison.
Fantasy football, I mean, there's a difference. World of Warcraft, same shit.
There's a difference between sports nerds and sports fans, just like there's a difference between, you know, Marvel fans and Marvel nerds.
Yeah, that's true.
You cross the line at some point. And then you just become like OD with it. And it's like, all right, relax, bro. We just casual nerds over here.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm both. I think
there are, I'm casual. I think there are more sports. There are more sports nerds than there are fucking.
I don't know. Sports nerds are just more public,
I guess. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people everybody I found out were comic nerds, and I was like, damn, I didn't even know you fucked with comics like that.
Yeah, or people I find out anybody. They like
randomly are like D&D players or some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? You play
D&D? That always takes me by surprise. Yeah. I hear that a lot. Random people that can't
get into that shit.
Like Vin Diesel. When I heard Vin Diesel was a big D&D guy, I was like, that's weird to me. That doesn't make sense. But sure.
He's a weird dude, though. You know.
Yeah.
You also have to remember, like, these people, especially, like, since you brought up Vin Diesel, because he's, like, this, he always portrays, like, this big macho dude.
Right.
But you have to remember, like, at the end of the day, these motherfuckers, like, took theater class, that's some of the nerdiest shit is to go in there and act and do all of this shit. And they did all that.
100%, dude. And you know who comes to mind when you say that is Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy is always portrayed as this scary badass. We've been watching Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. He's very scary in that show. Like Bane, like he's always a big intimidating guy. And like I've heard him do interviews where he talks about his acting and like how he's like, I don't want to fight anybody. Like, I'm such a pussy, dude. Like, and I'm paraphrasing his quotes, of course. But like the way he talks about himself, he's like, I'm not the guy that you see portrayed and everything. Yeah. Like, I don't want none of that smoke, dude. Like, that's always funny to me, dude, because Tom Hardy is like
scary. He always plays some badass people. Yeah,
he's always a fucking scary, like just loose cannon type of dude in my mind.
I thought he had a bigger role in Peaky Blinders too, but he played that role. He played that role very well.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
very well.
That shit.
He's got a pretty love big that role. Shit.
I'm only role.
Yeah, he's still going. He's still I'm, going
I'm,
through
I'm on I'm on season 4, like episode 2 or 3.
But his
season
role is
like his come up. He does a decent amount.
Oh, okay. So he's still going.
Mm-hmm. His role just very influential to the overall story arc, let's say.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So but I love the character. I love a lot of those.
Right? That's his name, Albie.
Alfie Solomons.
Yeah, good fucking.
And he
show,
sounds like
man.
Bane. He sounds like Bane. Like I can hear the Bane in his voice when he talks, dude, his normal, you know, his normal British accent that he does there.
Yeah,
it's a good shit.
It is a good show. So for that's a fucking wit that we all agree on.
Oh yeah, we all fucking
we all fucking facts. With Peaky Blinders right now.
Johnny Dunn fucked with it.
It's, yeah, Johnny.
Glad y'all finally jumped on board.
Johnny's the Peaky.
Bro,
Peaky
it took me
OG.
A while, bro, because my girl was trying to get me
COVID.
Onto that.
It took COVID and you locked into a room for ideas to keep going through.
Well, because my girl tried to put me onto it a couple times, but I think I was like half paying attention. Mm-hmm. The accents kind of throw you off too at first, and everything is like it starts off slow.
I gotta
first
have the subtitles on.
Few, yeah, the oh, first few sure. episode is The first few episodes, they're a little bit slower. Yeah, some shit happens, but it's like
I think that's why I fell off when I first tried.
To the point where my girl, I was watching it the other day, and she noticed I was watching. She was like, "Oh, so now you're into people."
And she watched it all. She's all caught up.
No, it was just one of those days where, you know, she was kind of upset. So just like in general, she was just upset. So she had to. She was just like,
something she had to jump on.
Yeah, even though I told her, yeah, I'm like, I actually got through Peaky Blinders and now I'm into it. And that day she was just upset. So she was just like, "Oh, into Peaky Blinders. Now you're into it. What's this shit you're watching? Why I don't get any of this shit. Blah, blah, blah." Like, you know, pulling up old shit that I forgot. I'm like, yo, whatever, man. Fucking funny. You got it. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, well, where'd you leave off? I can't remember. And then today she was happier. She was like, "I think I'm gonna restart Peaky Blinders." I was like, "Go ahead." Like, nice. She hates having to wait for me to watch shows because apparently I'm not available enough to watch them at her pace. But also, if I watch it without her, she's just like, "Oh, so now you're into it,
right?"
So funny, like, funny relationship.
There's
shit.
A decent amount of like. There's a slight amount of nudity and like fucking in that show. Like there, it's there, but it's not like a fucking right.
It's not overwhelming. A softcore porn.
Right. Yeah. And it seems like anytime Ash is with me, she like sits down to watch.
Titties
it.
On
she's
screen.
Like on her phone. Like they start fucking, and there's prostitutes and orgy. And I'm like, she's like, "Oh, there's a lot of sex in this show, isn't there?" I'm like, "Not usually,
not usually."
But I'm like just trying to watch the fucking episode, and there's just banging and. It's just, she's like, "This is what you watch." I'm like, "Yeah, I guess there's just, you know, it's a different time, baby. What do you want?"
Last time you sat down, it was a whole different season.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm watching them so fast. Like, yeah. 12 episodes ago, they were fucking. And yeah, you were sitting right there.
Oh, man.
Makes me feel like a deviant.
That usually brings Joyce into the show. She's like, "Ooh, this show got a lot of titties." Okay. A lot of I'm with nudity.
That. Yeah, we fuck with it. All right, so let's get into. I'm happy that it happened prior to this, but let's get into some news clips.
You know what it's time for. News clips.
What up, everybody? News clips. The segment where I run through news headlines. We'll talk about shit that happened today, and we forget about it tomorrow. All right, let's see what we got. I'm gonna break some. Let's see. This. Let's just start off with Russia about to start World War III over here. Y'all want to talk about this? You hear about this fucking Russia threatening to invade the Ukraine?
I saw something about that, but I didn't actually read it.
Fill us in. What's going on?
Yes, I mean, so there's been a bunch of shit happening between Russia. You know, Ukraine used to be a former member of the Soviet Union, right? And so Ukraine has been having some issues internally, politically, and so Russia's kind of been like, "All right, well, yeah, we'll step in and we'll help out." And, you know, they've been lining up troops at the border. Remember, they also took over a piece of Ukraine. I don't know, what was it, like 4 years ago or something? They annexed like a peninsula or something, Crimea, I think it was.
The Crimean Peninsula?
Yeah. So that was part of the Ukraine. And they were like, "Oh, that was, what did they claim at the time? Some shit like, that's always been a part of Russia, or the people that live there have considered themselves Russians, not Ukrainians," or some shit like that. Anyways, they trying to press again. Now they started doing all these threats against NATO, right? Because NATO was basically built to hold Russia back from influencing the rest of Europe. But after, you know, the fall of the Soviet Union, NATO didn't disband. It's still trying to prevent Russia from taking over and being,
We're not convinced. We're like, we're going to keep doing our thing here. Just in case.
Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
So they've been kind of having some negotiations Over the past few weeks, months, even years, and most recently they've been negotiating kind of this week, trying to get them to back the fuck up, because now they're all along the border. Ukraine is like, yo, we don't want y'all in here. But Russia's like, nah, actually, we think we might have to step in. And they're like making all these like kind of ridiculous requests from NATO, like trying to ask them to like move missiles from one place to another and not have certain missiles in certain countries. And it's like a lot of shit that is just like, yeah, you're asking for too much. These aren't like negotiable shit right here. And so it's really looking like, I think today, press secretary, for the White House, said that it's looking like, so today being, Tuesday as we record this, who knows, World War III might've started by the time y'all hear this podcast, said that they basically expect Russia. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when Russia's about to cross the line and invade the Ukraine, which is going to trigger a whole bunch of shit from to start happening. So,
all right,
yeah,
all right.
Welcome to 2022.
Yeah. So on top of everything else that we're going through, we may have to deal with World War III.
Is the U.S. saying anything about like stepping in? Are they thinking about
Yeah, they're like, yo. I mean, also one of the things I remember one of the requests is that the Ukraine is forbidden from ever joining NATO, and it's like, how are you gonna prevent this country from joining the NATO alliance, right? And so, yeah, not the U.S. specifically, but U.S. NATO troops supported by the U.S. is more than likely how we would defend Ukraine if they walk up in there. But yeah, those will be U.S. boys and girls on the floor,
bro.
On the ground,
the balls on these dictators. Yo, man.
Putin is like wicked, bro. Yo, my man, Putin is ready.
Yo, the balls on these dictators. Lined just up. Like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about any of these people. They he's will basically all
pressing
die.
Biden.
Yeah.
Joe Byron. He's like, Joe Byron ain't going to do shit.
I mean, he's right, probably, right?
Nah, I don't think he is going to do shit. He's sleeping. I don't know. He's sleeping.
Like, what does Russia want to do? Let's say they do go into is it going to be Russia again? Like, was that their goal? Like, what do they want to go in and fuck them up? Like, bang their chicks? Like, why are they going in there? What is the point? Like, if they do go to, if shit goes down and shit starts popping off, like, What's the end goal for Putin and Russia?
It sounds like that's what they want to make the Ukraine part of Russia again.
Okay, so no more separate.
That's not what they're stating up front, though. Up front, right. They're like, nah, that's not what we're trying to do. We're just trying to help reestablish peace or some bullshit like that, right?
We just want to take all your shit.
They got resources like, there, like what?
I'm sure they're pressing on Kazakhstan as well, right? You know what's going on in Kazakhstan with there was a bunch of protests and shit over the price of oil, and they had shoot to kill orders from the president, like any protesters and shit. Well, that's also, you know, on the border of Russia. I'm sure they're, you know, ready to jump in there too. And they basically want what they used to have through the Soviet Union. The Ukraine is, I believe, an oil-rich country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kazakhstan is an oil-rich country. Mm-hmm. Kazakhstan, I found out, is like the number two or number three producer of Bitcoin in the world.
Damn.
Like they,
damn,
like miners. Yeah, when all this shit happened in Kazakhstan, they ended up shutting the internet down, and the price of Bitcoin dropped like a couple $1,000.
Oh, that's why my shit's fucked right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, crazy. Kazakhstan.
That's wild.
Yeah, that shit is wicked.
Damn.
Anyway, so yeah, welcome to 2022.
Fuck. Welcome to 2022. What else we got, Johnny?
On a totally more serious note,
more serious
Kanye
than possible.
Teased a
possible World War III.
More serious than possible World War III. Kanye teased a song that also leaked on the internet where he threatened Pete Davidson's life.
I heard that.
Yeah, it was a good song.
That was
well.
A good song.
He said, "I'll beat Pete Davidson's ass." Right?
Yeah, he ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah.
Apparently, Pete Davidson has hired more security
because
of
this.
Keep himself
I'm
safe.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has. You know, the funny shit is, right? It's not necessarily because I don't believe Kanye. Kanye is a wild dude. He comes off like he's wild just because he has the, you know, the fucking angry mean mug and he says some wild ass shit from time to time. I've never heard of him just coming up to anybody and just stalling on.
So he ain't
about that life. But I ain't mad at Pete Davidson either because these stupid fucking fans that hear some shit like that and then they're just like, yo, Pete Davidson, what's up?
Yeah.
Kanye ain't gonna beat your ass, but I'll beat your ass. Say something, bro.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, people are just fucking dumb, bro. They'll hear some shit like that. And yeah, he needs to up his security.
Put it on their shoulders.
Word.
True that.
Can't imagine rolling around with security.
Yeah. I mean, we're not public figures yet.
Even if we were though, like just to know that somebody was there specifically to protect me.
I don't think I ever
want
to live that life.
Nah, I don't know if I want to be
I mean, but you're getting guap at that point. Like,
I mean,
if you got security, you know you're getting bread. You can make
guap like them and not be that famous either.
But if it was like Live Like Now or have security and get that kind of guap, I'd pick security and that kind of guap. Like I'd make friends with them. They would be homies. I'd be like, yo, we're going to the
like
store.
Like he's doing fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can strike
a
balance.
He got security.
I'm sure he has security too.
Not gonna be locked down like Britney Spears somewhere.
I'm sure he gets pressed all the time too.
Security. His security is a Senor Tabasco.
yeah. You did hear about that weird ass fucking shit. Actually, it's pretty smart.
I mean, have we confirmed even that this is true?
Wait, hold on. So
how are you going to confirm?
Snopes.
This?
Can we?
So
Snopes
yeah, recap
this?
The story.
No. Yeah. So in case you didn't know, there are a bunch of memes going out there about Drake and you know hot sauce. The reason for it is an influencer. He had sex with an influencer, and apparently when he took the condom off, put it this way. The influencer went to the bathroom and like, you know how they try to trap these basketball players and shit. They take the condom that they toss out and they try to use it to inseminate themselves pretty much.
Yep.
So this influencer apparently did what she had to do, then felt an instant burning sensation, in her crotch area. And turns out that that Drake actually filled before when he took it off, he filled it with hot sauce to kill as a spermicide. She put it in her fucking crotch area and then tried to sue him for damages.
Mm. So, I mean, is that legal to do that though? Like, if she brought that to court and she's like, "Yeah, I was trying to get pregnant with this condom that had semen in it of his," like you can't like. It's like telling the cops that you got robbed when you were trying to buy crack, right? Like,
right.
This shit's illegal.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're not going to do shit, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just making sure that, like, she didn't have some kind of crazy case there.
No. I mean, I'm sure he has way more money to pay for lawyers to make sure that shit just goes the fuck away. But still, yeah, she has no, I don't know what the laws are in California because in California, shit is wild.
Right.
For celebrities and all these laws that they base off of these fucking off of the uber rich.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly doubt that she has a case. But either way, it's fucking hilarious.
Right.
California would let celebrities get impregnated by condom.
Right. But it's fucking hilarious that he just threw some instead of.
It's the
tossing
smartest
it in
thing
the water.
You could do because it's not, I mean, you could put anything in there. You could put water in there. Sure. Anything will fuck it up and make it, you know, not
hot
usable.
Hot sauce going to teach her a lesson, though.
Yeah.
So like I thought about this. I was like, did my man have like
I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches.
I'm like a miniature bottle of Tabasco that he rolled around with. Was it like somebody said he that probably, he had Taco Bell hot sauce packets that he put in his wallet? Like I watched one like a big bottle of like Crystal Louisiana hot sauce and he just rolls out like I wish I knew where it came from, because that's all I can think about now. Where did he get it from? This was preemptive. He's like, I'm rolling with my hot sauce tonight.
He probably got a hot sauce dispenser in the bathroom where he just puts it underneath. He's just, you got one for your soap,
one for your hot sauce.
All he has is storage space in these fucking, he lives in a fucking mansion.
A fucking complex.
Yeah, like a complex and shit. All he has is storage space. And one of those little, one little drawer or some shit probably just keeps a bottle hot. And even if it was like a hotel and shit, he probably just keeps it in his bag. Probably does that shit for fun just to see who would actually try it. And then this bitch actually tries screaming. The shit. They start screaming. It's like, oh, okay. All right.
He texted his boy. He's like, yo, it finally worked. Yeah, this bitch actually did it.
It finally worked.
I wish I had a camera in there to see that bitch.
I've been doing this shit for three years, and now this shit worked.
Right.
Damn. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that is great.
That's great. Nice little side tangent. Yeah. Oh man, what else do we have, Johnny?
All right, what else happened to? Oh, today, earlier this morning, Microsoft announced they are buying Activision Blizzard, the game studio, crazy. For $68 billion.
$68 billion with a B.
Wow. Yo, how the fuck these people over at Activision Blizzard were in the middle of like mad lawsuits.
Yeah, working all conditions, all these
freaking complaints, and, working conditions and sexual harassment and all this shit. People want the CEO gone because of the latest games that have dropped. They didn't, you know, think he was up to snuff, and they come out paying $70 billion.
Yeah.
This is like their, what, 23rd, 28th studio or some shit Microsoft owns now?
Something crazy. Something crazy like that, yeah.
What? You're an Xbox guy? You're not an Xbox guy,
right? No, bro, but like this honestly made me think about, should I buy a fucking Xbox? Like,
that Game Pass about to be lit.
That's a literal question that this is making me question. Like, what should, because I don't have a PS5 yet. I haven't been able to get my hands on one. I love Bethesda games.
Oh, can definitely get an Xbox Series X. That shit is.
They're very they got
them
available.
On the corners, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I should. I love Gears of War. Like, there's a lot of Microsoft properties now, and like, who knows what the fuck else they're gonna snatch up? Like,
and if they have the rights to all of these games, like the most popular games that come out,
I'm literally like, it wasn't a question before. I was like, I need to find a PS5, and now I'm should I. I'm thinking about it. Yeah,
are Xboxes they easier to get?
They are.
Okay,
I would say a little bit more because I know multiple people that have gotten Xboxes and people that are still
by the time you find you might as PS5s. Well you might as well buy the Xbox, and then by the time the PS5 actually becomes available enough, you'll have the extra system. You'll probably invest in that shit too.
I'm hoping they like if I buy an Xbox now, I'm hoping they come out with like a. Like a PS5 Slim. You know how they release those updated versions? Yeah. So I don't have to buy an OG console. So maybe I go Xbox and then like digital only Xbox and then cop the disc PS5 when it comes. I don't know. But like this is crazy, dude. Like the way that they're snatching up these. And I've seen all kinds of memes of like Thanos putting the gems in the stones in his gloves and is like, Bethesda, Activision. And he's just doing his thing, dude. Like, and that's what it looks like from the outside.
That's how they
dude.
Ended like, the documentary we were watching, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It was talking about how their plan moving forward was to just make mad studio acquisitions.
Yep, and they are fucking doing that.
They're doing that, and for those of you who are not familiar, Activision Blizzard, some of the big names to come from that are like World of Warcraft, Diablo, Call of Duty, Candy Crush. Like these are huge, huge games, but Call of Duty on its own.
On its own. Just
Call of Duty on its own. If that becomes, I don't think they'll do that because they like money. But if that becomes an Xbox,
but what will happen is they will get content probably a year at least before the PS5. And that PlayStation would always make those deals with a lot of those skins,
yeah, or some shit.
There will be Xbox only content shit that Sony fanboys will be bugging about because it happens all the time. It would happen with GTA all the time. Mm. Sony would have rights, you know, and like deals with like Rockstar and shit or whoever the publisher, Take-Two. They would, you know, they would get content like a year ahead of time. And
I remember because I was always
lose their fucking minds, bro. And I was playing PlayStation, so I was like, dope.
I was always an Xbox guy, so
right. So you know what that shit's like, dude. Yeah. And I know what it's like to not have exclusives that you want to play. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right about that. But dope acquisition. Now they're their name is in the game for their name is in the game for sure.
100%.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to some less important, serious shit. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite topics here, is it fungible or fungible?
I always say fungible.
Yeah, fungible.
I'm okay with fungible.
Fungible sounds a little bit
non-fungible tokens, aka NFTs. Mm-hmm. There's a NFT restaurant coming to New York City.
What the fuck?
Sponsored by the vaporware seller of all vaporware sellers, Gary V. It sounded funny, like NFT restaurant. What the fuck is that? Like, like serving up NFTs? Like,
you go there and you can cop it.
The menu's all NFTs.
Cop an NFT of the meal you're going to eat?
Right.
How do I actually get fed? No, actually,
the menu is NFT. Is
probably,
you have to pay for the menu first.
I think this is like one of the coolest ways of using NFTs. Like, cause I'm not like I'm down on NFTs, like bad ratings for the most part. I know we've had this conversation on the show previously, but for new listeners, Wach thinks they're dope as collectibles, and it totally makes sense. And he has this whole vision of like AR NFTs and being able to value them.
Same thing as as any other collectible, virtual collectibles.
I think that is true, but the way that the game is kind of now, like, people are just hyping shit up, taking advantage. I think it's a shit ton of, like, pump and dump shit happening where they hype shit up and then just sell the fuck out of it and people lose their bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've always thought that, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on previous shows, but I like the concept of using an NFT as kind of like something as a bonus, right? Like, it's not just the thing that I own, but I also like it gives me access to something.
Yeah.
Like I've thought about selling an NFT where, maybe we sell a little NFT of Drippy, right? But then we start doing live shows once, COVID pandemic shit is subsided and you could do shows again. We start doing live shows. If you are owner of these NFT coins, I don't know, maybe you get front row seating or some shit right? Yeah. You get VIP access or some shit. So that's what this restaurant, Flyfish, that's about to open up. Is it's more of a status symbol. It's a restaurant you can only go to if you own one of their NFTs.
One of their NFTs
that they dropped for Flyfish started at $8,000 and are now reselling at over $22,000.
Damn.
For access. So it's kind of like a private club.
That's dope. So it's a regular restaurant. It's
like membership to a club.
Like, you get food there, but you need an NFT to get in.
But you get food there. I'm sure you still have to pay for the food separately.
Yeah, though, no. It's just for access. So like, not just anybody can walk into this place. Like, you bought this NFT. I mean, the NFT is the actual, like, that's the value. So you said, oh, you dropped 8K. There are people with that are dropping 8K plus on an NFT and getting nothing but a digital image. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just a bored ape.
Yep, exactly. Just a Bored Ape image, and it's on a hard drive, I'm assuming, or wherever the fuck it stays.
It's like a URL or yeah. some shit.
Is it a URL? Oh.
Yeah.
That makes but that's me what I'm nervous, saying. So like, bro. Yeah. So the like, URL? But that's all it is. Like, you have yeah. this. This is yours.
This is my
At
link.
Least with this one, you paid that. You have this. This is yours. That is something you can sell for more money. But because you purchased this one specifically, you now have access to this super exclusive bar, club, restaurant, whatever that you can only come into because you purchased this from this right. company.
I mean, I think that could definitely help push NFTs.
Yeah, that for would sure. definitely, yeah.
Like just to, I mean, I don't know if that's the reason.
But I don't know. I just got to feel like this restaurant has got to be sitting empty most of the time.
Most
right.
of the time,
like,
oh,
right.
for sure. How many NFT? I mean, somebody's
got to be like reservation only.
Like a cook
shit.
Has to be waiting around. Like, is somebody going to fucking right. come in? Like, am I making something tonight?
No, but I mean, I get what you're saying. But I think someone like Gary Vee, who has a pretty big reach, put this out there and, you know, he has a following. People purchased it. So, and if they're local and they can go there, I think he probably has a good amount of people that have probably purchased it and done it. I don't
sure,
and,
but you're gonna go there how many times?
That's right, true. Yeah, month, that's true. Right. You know it's not gonna be like Uber fucking packed all the fucking time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's got to be reservations.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Gotta be. Gotta call. I can see the chef up.
I can see doing a restaurant, and if you buy the NFT, you automatically get
better seat. You get seated immediately or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You get like, you get first dibs on a. It's like the VIP.
It can't be a profitable restaurant, right? Like this, Gordon Ramsay isn't signing up to work at the NFT.
Profitable
kitchen.
Because of the NFTs, not because of the food.
That's what I'm saying. Like the restaurant itself, like their food costs and shit like that. Like it's not
right.
They're not banking on that. They're not fucking retiring on that.
Hell no.
But I like the idea of just, you know, giving people incentive too, because otherwise, like you said, it's a link. That's not exciting. Like, I'd rather have a Funko that I can touch and put on my shelf.
Word.
I'm still dying to get my hands on, as soon as I'm able to, I want to get my hands on the VR headset, the Quest 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As soon as I'm able to, I want to do that. Because I definitely want, like, I keep hearing great things about it. And there are a lot of things that you could do with it. Most people just assume it's video games and stuff, but it's been expanding and it's been, you know, growing, and there's a lot more things that you could do with it. And I want to experience that so I can really start to feel like, okay, this is definitely the fucking movement. Like I really want to feel like, okay, I get it. I'm sold. Like this is the future.
This is it.
Like I really want to experience that to see if
yeah, no doubt.
If it's especially whenever that upgrade, you know, like the metaverse upgrade, you know, cause like right now there's a version of the metaverse, but you know that at some point it's going to get wild. And I need to get my hands on that. Especially when Apple
right
comes out with some like,
drop.
Yeah. Especially when like Apple comes out with their headsets and shit like
that.
It
should be interesting. Did y'all hear about, y'all remember Big Daddy Kane, right?
Oh, I read about this today. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Y'all heard about Big Daddy Kane kicking an ASL interpreter off the stage?
Yo.
Because he thought it was a rowdy fan?
Yeah. Yeah. My man felt so bad though. Like I read
because
that.
Because it's that like. It's that one ASL interpreter that she's like famous on the TikTok and shit for being like, she's into it, right? Like she knows all the bars. She knows, so she's goes hard. And
she
yeah,
was the one
apparently.
That was going hard on the sucking dick.
you all know.
Yeah. You, our listeners are laughing. They all know exactly who we're talking about.
Oh yeah, they know. Oh, actually no, this one was a dude.
A male. Okay.
And you know, it looks I would give him mid to late 40s. And he's black. I could see why he would think that. This is probably a fan.
Rowdy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks the part. He got like the funky long sideburns.
Is
I didn't see a video.
No, there was a video.
I just see the video of him apologizing for it.
Yeah. I would love to see like the hand movements and shit that the dude is doing as he's like interpreting, because it had to be, he had to look like he was being aggressive or wild or some shit, you know?
You got to think, in Big Daddy Kane's day, they weren't putting interpreters on the stage. They didn't give a fuck about deaf people.
Nah. Right. He ain't never heard that before. Right. Right. Like, what you mean is there's an interpreter right on the stage? Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. That's like, grimy, like, though. Music? He fucking kicked the dude off the stage. Yeah,
that's right. That's fucked right. Up. It looks bad, too. I mean, it looks real. If there's no context, bro, like, you might as well just be beating up a deaf person at that point. Like, it doesn't look any better.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's how it looked. And then he was saying, like, you know, they had pictures or video of it, but he's like, no one had any video of me apologizing to the interpreter and apologizing to the audience. He's like, I want everyone to, you know, be down with my shit and be included and all that. And like, he shouted out the interpreter by name and gave him props. And, you know, he really felt shitty, bro. Like, that's shitty. I mean,
it would be incredibly shitty to throw him off. What? It's a what?
That's the opposite. That's the opposite of Travis Scott. He was very hyper aware of what was going on, and he's like, that dude shouldn't be here. But he should have been there, unfortunately. But I like the effort. I like the fact that he's fucking looking around, paying attention. If he saw somebody hurt, hopefully he'd call that out too.
Yeah. It also wasn't a what was it? What was the Travis Scott thing?
Rolling Loud?
No, yeah, it wasn't like a festival, I'm sure.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Big Daddy Kane isn't a part of
Astroworld.
Yeah, it wasn't an entire fucking festival. I'm pretty sure Big Daddy Kane, as big as he was in his day, in his crowds, it's pretty easy to be like, oh, yeah, yo, they're getting crazy right over there.
You never know.
Let me not hate.
Those old heads are coming after you.
Yeah, them old heads, man.
Oh, damn. This is fucking gross. Campbell's Soup dropped... I don't even know how to intro this shit. Campbell's has a line of ready-to-serve broths, and so they somehow thought it would be a good idea to make broth tails.
What the fuck does that mean?
Or a cocktails with broth.
Using their chicken broth.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know.
Can you give me a recipe of like a drink that they made with broth?
Yeah, here we go. Let me hear. A Thai chicken Negroni.
Wait, what?
Thai chicken Negroni.
A pork ramen mezcal margarita.
Oh my god, this is not.
A pho mango bourbon sour.
So it's like pho and broth.
A mushroom truffle daiquiri.
Are these pre-made things that you can buy, or is just recipes?
The broth is pre-made, right? So the broth comes in the little box things.
Okay.
And then they drop these recipes online for free. Obviously, for what they call delicious drinks that prominently feature their broths from their ready to use line.
Yo, I am. First of all, Campbell's can go fuck themselves on that. And even with saying that, yo, imagine you actually like someone gets bold enough to try this shit and it's actually fucking bomb. I can't see that. That happening.
Damn it. It's going to be in an insensitive reviews, isn't it?
Oh, he is going to do it. Yeah. Oh,
you're going to have to do one of these.
You're going to
have to do one of these.
I want the Negroni.
Listeners,
if
you
want
to see Wok, what's up, Wok, post an insensitive review of one of these Campbell's broth tails.
The Campbell's Negroni.
Oh, man.
It's cream of mushroom soup, vodka. What? And Hershey's syrup.
So what was that? That pork ramen margarita.
Oh,
that one sounds good.
Oh my god.
Mm. Oh, pork ramen margarita. Fuck. Yeah. Gross. I mean, I already tried Oreos and pickles. Like
both y'all tried Oreos.
That
and pickles.
Was kind of good. I ain't gonna lie.
And he had the vanilla Oreos too. He had the vanilla Oreos, and he was like, "That was."
It was a weird, like, shocking flavor that I was like, I don't know that I would do it again. I probably would have if I had more pickles. I had just ran out.
I'm telling you right now, you need to get regular Oreos. And
yeah,
try
yeah.
it one
I'm
more.
Sure they're even
if you
better.
Try it one more time, it has to be with regular Oreos
for sure.
But numerous people who've seen the video were like, "Get the fuck out of here! No way, no way!" And then they would hit me up like, "Bro, like my cousin, he took it as a he was like, yo, I'm gonna have my kids try it." He had his kids try. The next message was just like, "Oh my god, bro, this is fucking amazing." we are all sitting here in my kitchen, mind blown.
That's hilarious.
That at how good this is right now. And as if you've seen the video, I was pretty shocked my fucking self. I was expecting that shit to be all the way disgusting, and it was not.
Nah.
But I think I'm gonna try. I'm gonna have to try one of these now. So send me the recipes, and I will have to. Try these. Dave, say that name again, because your white boy's over here getting really, really happy with saying it. Which drink did you want me to try?
Negroni. Hey. That's a real drink.
No.
Thai chicken Negroni.
Yeah. He had to add the accent to it this time around.
Right.
Does that feel like a bad word to you?
It does feel like a bad
really?
Word to me. Yeah.
I guess I've seen it enough where I don't. It doesn't.
Dave's
it doesn't
a real Italian.
Me.
That's why.
Yeah, I see the N-word enough as an Italian where it doesn't faze me.
Oh man, that's so fucked up. But nah, I'm down. These dudes sound fucking gross.
Yeah, I'm disgusted.
But I'm gonna have to try it. Send me these recipes. Yeah, I will put them on the reviews.
Put them in the chat. I'm just curious to see what actually is in these beverages.
Done and done.
Mm. Done and done. Dave's like, fuck that.
Grody.
I don't know why I started this whole thing. But people.
I mean, the article was literally called "I Taste Tested Campbell's Broth Tales and Live to Tell of the Horror."
Broth Tales
of the Horror.
I think the name Broth Tales.
Good luck,
Broth
my Tales. Good luck.
Yeah, Broth Tales sounds fucking. Fuck it. Send it to me. And if I have I will grab the ingredients and we will try some shit.
Yes, he will.
We will try some shit.
All right, last news story as we lead into Hollywood. YouTube announced today that they're going to stop making original shows.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't know they were still making original shows.
I didn't know they stopped. Yeah, I didn't
Cobra
know they were
Kai.
Still.
Cobra Kai is the only one I've ever heard of.
But nobody's going, like, I've never.
But didn't Will Smith have a YouTube original? Wasn't his, like, workout one a YouTube original?
Yeah. Best
I don't
shape,
think anybody
best
watched
shape of
it,
my
though.
Life. I've seen a few episodes of it, and it was straight. I guess that's my point is, like, even though there are like some shows that we enjoy off of YouTube, they're like Good Mythical Morning or something like that. You go to YouTube to experience certain kind of content.
Yeah.
You don't go to YouTube to,
I don't want
to
watch scripted content.
Exactly.
On YouTube. Yeah.
To watch like a TV Absolutely show. Not. Reality, like nothing like
that's
that.
That's the last thing I want. That's why I'm there, is because I don't want to see that. Like, I want to just watch some random bullshit. I want to see, oh, I'm watching this show. Let me see a review of it. Or,
yep.
Oh, how does fucking people get their ingrown toenails fixed? I want to watch that. Like, yeah, that's not, I definitely don't want to see scripted content from YouTube. And clearly they weren't doing a very good job of it.
I mean, they did well with Cobra Kai.
I mean, that's the only one I could think of. And I've never watched Cobra Kai. So, like, I hear good things, but like, I'm not familiar with
that
the premise or
the Mortal Kombat one that sparked interest for a new movie.
And that wasn't like a YouTube, like that was posted on YouTube, YouTube didn't make that.
No.
That wasn't like produced.
Machinima.
Yeah. Machinima or whatever. Yeah, whatever the fuck
whatever
that
they
was.
Call it.
That and I but speaking of that, I watched a video on like the rise and downfall of that company.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, it was started off as like a streaming platform for gamers, like pre Twitch and all that. that would lock these gamers into these terrible fucking contracts and then like basically like milk them until there was nothing left and then either fire them or the people would leave because like they weren't making any money.
Yeah.
So like, although those videos were dope, like that company was a piece of shit. Yeah, big time, okay. Dude. Big, right. Big time. And it was a channel that I actually found on YouTube that like, that's what he does. Like he does the rise and downfall of either companies, YouTube channels, you know, YouTube personalities. That's
the content we go to YouTube all
kinds,
for.
Yeah, that's the kind of bullshit. And like, honestly, like I never even fucked with YouTube until I met Ash, and Ash would watch YouTube all the time. Like she'd be in her phone. I'd be like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm watching YouTube videos. And I'm like, what the fuck are you watching? Like, is there a cat video or something? Like, I don't understand what you're watching on YouTube. Like that was my conception of YouTube was like just ridiculousness, you know, like the show Ridiculous, just stupid bullshit. But like, I didn't realize that there was tutorials and like all kinds of shit out there for whatever you're interested in. Like there's people putting out probably bomb ass content on that very subject. And then like that broadened my world, bro. When I realized all this shit,
my
that I
kid
could see.
At five right now, he is Xander. He's so like every day we get up and it's the same thing. He turns on the TV. I try to put on a TV show for him or something. He's like, I want to watch YouTube. It's like, bro, like let's try to get you away from YouTube. I want to watch YouTube. And then he will watch Sonic, like someone playing Sonic for like hours or something, like even somebody drawing, like coloring, coloring an image of like Venom or something, and he'd watch that. Oh, yeah. He would watch some like scripted stuff by kids. He watches all kind of like, he even watches like some dude sculpting just like this little clay figure of like Sonic or whatever his favorite cartoons are, and he's just there entertained for hours. He does not get enough of it.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Yeah. It really boggles my mind because I never thought of it as anything more than like a time waster. But like, I've learned a lot from YouTube. Like I found as a homeowner, like my first 100%. Like, I've fixed a lot of shit in my house from watching people on YouTube do the exact same fucking thing, bro. Like
facts.
I can't stress enough like how much I love YouTube. And how much
I basically turned YouTube into a video Google. Mm-hmm. Instead of Googling shit, I just search for it on YouTube. Because there's usually a video of somebody that had the same exact question and they've already broken it down in some animated shit that explains how exactly that works.
Yep. Or watching reviews, reviewing shit that I might buy. To. 100%. Like, oh, this person bought that lawnmower I'm thinking about. Let's hear what they have to say about it. Like, it's insane. Facts. It's so fucking insane. Like, I don't know where I'd be.
And we say, all of that to say, we don't give a fuck about your scripted.
Right.
TV shows so they can go to fucking hell.
And obviously, like, they probably weren't making a whole lot off of it anyway. I'm so, sure like, their weren't. YouTube is doing just
have you
fine
you downloaded
right now.
YouTube TV?
No.
Exactly.
No. My mom did. My mom used YouTube. She YouTube might actually TV. Still use it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have YouTube TV because
you have a life.
I don't really care for. YouTube TV is just
streaming. It's like Hulu.
Yeah, YouTube TV is like Hulu Live TV. It's like Spectrum. It's just cable.
Yeah. Okay,
but I don't know that they had like a YouTube channel or anything.
No, I don't remember seeing one. It was just always like basic
channels. It was just this fucking YouTube originals that it's like,
yeah,
I don't know what they actually ended up putting out. They had Cobra Kai.
That was it.
Yeah.
And that got bought out by Netflix because they canceled it too.
They had content featuring celebrities like Katy Perry and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, was that Kevin Hart's what is that shit called? The one that produces his podcast. I think he did have a YouTube channel. He had a couple of shows like where he had the show where he would like interview people in the ice box or ice tub.
Yeah, yep, yep.
And he had another one where he would like go work out with people.
Yeah, he had another one where he would interview up and coming comedians, and
it was always interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, that comedy gold hearts or something like that. Gold.
No, he has a podcast called Comedy Gold Mines, but
I think that's produced by the same.
Probably.
LOL Network. That's what it is.
LOL Network. Exactly. Yeah. And same thing with.
I think he had that on YouTube Originals.
Same thing with what's his name in Funny or Die, Will Ferrell. Like Funny or Die, shit like that.
Yeah.
But either way, then they weren't coming out with like TV shows. Those are like interview stuff. Right. Those are all like interview stuff. So, all right.
Yeah, any of that content, dude. Like, real quick, just before you move on, I remember watching like the very first YouTube shit I saw. You guys ever see Chad Vader?
No.
Chad Vader was, it was a web series from probably like 2008-ish. And it was basically like if Darth Vader had a brother named Chad who worked at a grocery store. He just had this menial job and he looked exactly like Darth Vader, but like, here he is, like, working in this Wegmans style store and, like, doing these menial jobs and menial tasks. And he still could use the force. Like, you'd see him, like, force choking people and shit. But, like, it was the craziest thing that I had ever seen at the time because, like, I was taking a pop culture class at MCC and she, like, introduced us to, like, this clip. I don't remember how it fell into the curriculum or why we were watching it, but I remember getting hooked on this video, and, like, that was one of my first intros to YouTube was this Chad Vader series. And I don't know if you guys ever just have a few, like, because the episodes, they were little webisodes. Like, they weren't, like, full, you know, content, like, full half-hour series or anything like that, but, like, it was always, like, just an outlet for people to do their content, like, I never thought about YouTube content or like cared about it if they did put it out there. But yeah, Chad Vader was really, really funny.
And it's like cause you said like, you don't know why that would be a thing, but if you really think about it, man, pop culture is a lot of that shit. Social media, Chad
Vader, day shift manager.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Social media is a form of pop culture cause it's very popular right now. All the videos that we see on, that's why it's like, maybe some people are looking at like, even like insensitive reviews where I'm like reviewing food and drinks and crazy shit. And also we have Rocco, putting out videos talking about like Boba Fett and all of these shows that are coming out, trailers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. All of that shit is considered pop culture because 5 to 10 years from now, what is everybody going to be fucking talking about? These fucking vintage ass fucking TikTok videos and shit that everyone was just like, you know, it's crazy to think about.
Right.
But it's absolutely true. These kids that are just constantly watching you. I remember, and then we can get off this because we got to get into some Hollywood. But I remember my nephew, Jordan, when he was very little, I was still playing video games and he would just watch people on YouTube playing video games. That's all he did. And I'm like, bro, you don't want to play the game. He's like, no. He's just sitting there with his, you know, little blanket and shit and just like, just watching it. I'm like, this is wild to me. Like, you don't even want to play it. And now look what we have Twitch.
Right.
Yeah. I was the original.
You would watch WoW.
I would watch WoW. Play video games.
And you're like, nah, I just like to watch it. but you know, now we have Twitch where that is a thing. Everyone is just streaming themselves playing these video games, but they're talking about it and they're just, it's a thing now. It's wild. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Your son watches people play Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He plays Sonic. Nobody's even talking or anything like that. It's just
there's no just voiceover, bro.
There's no voiceover. It's content. Just literally that's Sonic wild. Going through. That's
I thought he
all
would be
of the
at
level.
Least like, you know, talking about what he was no, doing, engaging bananas. The audience a little bit, and he's just watching
nope.
Sonic
entire time. All you're hearing is dun, 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 bring, bring.
And all the rings go flying.
Yep, that's it.
Bring.
Yeah, burn.
I mean, I've seen people like, watch other people play Minecraft, and that's got to be one of the most boring.
Oh
games.
My god.
And I'm like, what? I just don't.
Well, he's building.
Are you looking for like tips? Like, are you learning something here? Like, why?
See, I say that, but then I actually watch a video on YouTube of some dude in a rainforest, like going in and digging out this fucking mansion out of the dirt.
Mm-hmm. That's a dope ass video, though.
Yo, it is. Yo, fire. Multiple. Yo, they
those and pools you can. And shit
yo,
that they
bro,
make,
oh yeah, my god, bro. Dope. That and you're just sitting there for like an hour watching this man. Yo, it's crazy.
42 minutes. I'm watching this 42 minute video. Yo. I was like, what are you doing? Like, nothing. Mind
so
your business.
Fucking fire. So
hold on.
Fucking
y'all
fire.
Don't watch YouTube at faster speeds?
Nah. At faster speeds? No.
Nah, I never.
Oh, I definitely. When it's some shit like that, I go should, on the,
I
like,
skip
the 2X.
Ahead. I'm a big scale. I'll go 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. Like, I'll just keep it. If I'm not interested, if it's not engaging me, I'll fast forward. But I don't. It would bug me to watch something in a speed that was not the correct speed for it.
Word. It would bug me too.
Yeah.
No,
for sure.
I definitely. I've watched this dude, I think his name is Jelly Jugs or some shit.
Oh, my God.
But he does Witcher breakdowns. That's the only thing I watch him for. I'm sure he does other shows, but he's not that. He's not like new rock stars who's like entertaining and, you know, breaks down every fucking little thing. He like literally kind of goes over the whole episode and then like goes over each scene and shows out and calls out different things and how they relate to the books of The Witcher and whatnot. Damn. So I don't got time for watching a 25 minute breakdown of a 35 minute episode or whatever the fuck these things are. You know what I mean?
Shit bugs me.
So I put that shit on like 1.5 or 2X and I'll just let him go
people do that shit with podcasts too. I can't do it, man. I can't.
That throws the voices off.
It does. It throws yeah. out the whole experience for me. I can see it like in how you're using it, but like people actually listen to podcasts.
No,
2X,
yeah,
you can't 1.5. Yeah, podcast, oh my god,
bro,
like I can't
crazy.
Fucking do that.
I watch restoration videos with they'll take like an old rusty Zippo or gun from like Vietnam or World War II and they'll like restore it so that it looks fucking dope and fresh. And like some of those videos are like half hour, hour long, bro. And yeah. I'll fucking just watch them. Like I'll just be like, oh, this is crazy.
No,
and then like now, but now like do. I'll feel like I can, like that's something
that's
I definitely
something
could
that
go
I can watch
to 1.5. Like cause like yeah. I end up skipping half those anyway. I just want to see them restored.
When it's someone speaking, I can't, yeah, that the voice of
if it's something I have to comprehend, if it's something I have to comprehend,
depends how
no
fast it is.
It would throw me off. It would throw me off.
Yeah.
All right. We need to get to some Hollywood. So
Hollywood.
It's about that time.
Hollywood.
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 All right. First up, one of the most interesting things that came up, I want to say today, I think you put me onto it.
I did.
So it came out that the head writer, which is A.C. Bradley, the head writer of What If, the Marvel Studios series, actually revealed that she pitched an idea for What If season one, and it got turned down because it was half the plot of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I find very interesting. And she stated in a quote, she said, I was like, are you kidding? And he said that director director Bryan Adams went, nope, it's a good job. You guessed it. So that one I can't do because the amazing James Gunn is already doing it. So
Of course.
James Gunn, what can James Gunn do?
Right.
James Gunn's a fucking
son of a bitch.
But not only that, but the way that this phase is going, because we've already experienced a lot. So it was like after that first,
what the fuck is this movie going to be about?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That was my point. That was my whole point.
Hear me out here. Like, this whole phase, right, since so everything was summed up. It ended with Spider-Man and Far From Home, right?
Yeah.
So Far From Home. And then we're like, where the fuck can it go now? Now everything that is coming out has to do with
No
multiverse.
Way Home you're talking about.
Yeah, No Way Home.
No, No Way Home is the most recent one. Far From Home.
Oh, you were talking
phase,
about Far
That
home.
Phase ended right after Endgame, Far From Home came out.
So
what I'm saying is like after that, we were like, where can it fucking go? Some people were just like calling it off, like, no, I've seen everything that I had to see, blah, blah, blah. And now that we've entered the multiverse, the movies that have come out that have, and the shows that deal with multiverse are like, holy shit, wait, this is kind of crazy. And then now with Spider-Man coming that came out, we're like, holy fucking shit, that shit was crazy. The rumors that are coming out for Multiverse of Madness, oh shit, that shit is crazy. Fucking Ant-Man and Quantumania and some of the things that are coming out, oh shit, that like everything that like Thor Love and Thunder, like everything is just everything going is to blow to crazy, our yeah. fucking minds. And like What If was a series that we're like, I don't know,
did not expect for GOG to blow my mind.
Well, right. and yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, and even with something like that, we don't know what to expect with this next Guardians of the Galaxy. We assume, we know that Thor is actually or they're coming out in Thor Love and Thunder as well, because they all took off with each other. So there's a lot of shit that's going on in different parts of the fucking galaxy, bro. Like in the universe, you know what I mean? So it's, we have a lot that we don't even know about that we're going to experience in these movies. And What If seems so fucking wild because it's like, it was just breaking the boundaries of what we believe the multiverse or the MCU to be. And we're like, yeah, there's no way. So it had to be animated. It had to be animated. But I think everything that is in What If is going, like, it's connected to something in a universe that will come out in a movie some point or another.
Because all those episodes.
Which is the
wild.
Episode.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Which is the episode that she did end up doing?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Let's put up some what ifs. But even like even with
what was her name?
Her AC name Slater? Is AC Bradley. It's close. Close. No cigar. Let's see. What did she do? But he's really cracking himself up over here.
She wrote 5 episodes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. What did they include here?
Oh, she was the creator of What If.
Oh, damn. So, yeah.
Damn.
So came out with all these wild ass. Yeah, so she.
And, like, not
wrote
that's,
Captain
that's,
Carter.
That's too real. That's what's happening. You can't do that.
Captain Carter.
So, like, there's no. So between like the actual MCU film writers, there's a disconnect clearly between what these show writers are writing for Disney Plus and the MCU for her to have to bring this to her boss or whoever.
No, it was the director of What
And he's
If.
Like, and he's like, nah. So like the directors get clued in to what the fuck's going on.
I mean, they have to pitch an idea.
He had to throw it up the chain. He's like, hey, how about this?
He was going
to
be
like,
the director of the episode.
They're like, no.
No, it looks like Bryan Adams directed all of these episodes.
Bryan Adams, storyboard artist on many.
He was the director
of MCU films.
Yeah, he was the director on all of these episodes. AC Bradley's did like the zombies episode.
Love that.
Yeah, she did the Party Thor episode. She did
Doctor Strange.
Captain Carter. She did Doctor Strange.
Oh, she did the Doctor Strange.
Yep. So she did a lot of the dope ass episodes. What if Killmonger killed Stark? Yeah. She wrote that.
Those were all my favorites, bro. Like
yeah.
That's her.
Let's see.
And her idea was like, no.
Oh, no, she didn't do,
we
she
can't
didn't
use
do
that.
Killmonger.
No, that's, she didn't do Killmonger.
That no, no, happening. No, she didn't. She didn't, yeah. But even then, she did a lot of dope-ass episodes. So she was going ham with these ideas to be like, yo, she brought one up and it was like, yo.
Well, they put the kibosh on that.
James Gunn has already thought of that. Like, what?
Damn.
Really? Shit.
They should get those directors.
How does Brian Andrews know? Because he's just a producer.
Well, I think a lot of... No, Brian... No, he's the director.
Even. He's.
I thought you said Brian Adams. The director of What If.
Yes.
No. Brian Andrews. He's the director of What If.
Right.
He's a storyboard artist and a writer. Mm-hmm. How did he know when she pitched the story to Brian Andrews and he was the one that's like, now we can't do that one?
I'm guessing she pitched it to him. He pitched it upstairs and they're like, bro. Like, that's the only thing. Unless they're telling these fucking random directors what's happening in the MCU, that's the only thing I could think of.
But then again, he's also a storyboard artist, so maybe he... Yeah, maybe he's just connected to other stories.
Maybe he is working on Guardians. He's like, actually, this sounds familiar.
Someone just told me that story.
Yeah. I know this.
Sure, you're not eavesdropping on my calls there, AC?
And now they're looking into her and shit. They got her shit all fucking bugged out.
Let's see if he is James Gunn. No, he's not. He's not attached. But I'm pretty sure, to a certain extent, people know what's coming up. Trusted people, like directors, maybe they know what's going on because they're going to direct.
I mean, yeah,
these future MCU films.
They probably have dinners, bro, where they all just get fucking crunk and talking about all of them have to connect
at some point. You know what I mean? Man. So it's like, some people are insiders, and surprisingly, some people are fucking. They are professionals and they don't share that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm excited for it. It makes me more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy is by far one of my favorites.
I was already super every time. Excited
yeah,
for that.
Exactly. Like,
this didn't affect my,
as soon as I found out JG was coming back, I was hyped.
Right.
Right. So, I'm definitely, hyped for that. But now I'm a little more hyped because it's gotta be some wild ass shit that was supposed to be in What If it was pitched and it was like, nah, James Gunn's already doing that.
Right.
What the fuck was
what
that?
What the fuck's he doing? He got zombies. That makes in it seem shit?
Like his movie's gonna be a What If like yeah, it's gonna, I mean, be that wild.
At least half of it, at least a portion of it.
Right.
At least a story arc of it is going to be something crazy. It's gotta be.
What if? God damn.
I can't even think of where we're going to go with that.
My mind is not built for Marvel what ifs.
Right.
Because they'd be so outlandish sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why this is so fucking wild.
We're not even going to go there because we can't even think of how we're not savvy enough on comic books to see something can come from over
here. I'm only casual here.
You know what I mean? We're all casual, so we won't even guess it. But the next piece of news I saw earlier that I thought was pretty interesting is William Dafoe came out and he said that, he has an interest in playing the Joker, but not necessarily the Joker. And I can fuck with William Dafoe being a form of the Joker, but he says, but actually,
Joker?
William Dafoe wants to play a Joker imposter opposite Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And his thought was, he says, there is something interesting about, like, if there was a Joker imposter, so it would be possible to have not only dueling Jokers, but someone that says to be the Joker that isn't. So, like, he's saying, like, If Joaquin Phoenix's Joker created some sort of imposter, like a mimic of himself, and he would want to play opposite Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, which I could see, and that would probably be dope because it's a more realistic take on it. But the spawning of his Joker to spawn someone else who is sadistic as well and take that idea and come after him and like they're battling each other.
Right. Like
it's a different type of concept.
It's sort of like a single white female where he becomes obsessed with this Joker character and what he's doing. He's like, I could do that. That could be me.
And
like,
after seeing him in No Way Home, doing his own stunts crazy, and coming back as, you know, as the Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him pulling off a dope ass fucking Joker.
But then to have like dueling Jokers would be crazy.
It would be wild, yeah.
And Willem Dafoe is crazy. So like I could, he's got Joker written all over him for sure.
Right. I wouldn't want to see him in a new film as the Joker.
Right.
But no, in this concept, in this idea, like this thought, where there are multiple Jokers, even if they try to pull off
already been about that, so.
Right. And we talked about it.
The multiple, what was that plot line with the three Jokers? Or
the three Jokers. I did read that one. So there are in the, and you can't paraphrase me. I'm just summarizing like what I can remember. But there are three Jokers, right? There's the militant Joker. There's the gang, like the gangster Joker, you know, like the mobster Joker or whatever. And then there's the clown, the stand-up. So it's like the Killing Joke Joker, a version of like a Heath Ledger Joker, and then Batman 89's Joker, Jack Nicholson. Like those three are the catalyst for this story. But imagine like you find out
at the same time.
Batman finds out that they are actually three different people and they've all banded together to fuck with Batman and to come after Batman. But this whole time they were assumed to be the same person.
Not that story, but something similar.
Not that story, right. Exactly. But, and we've said it before, I've said it before for sure. Like it would be dope if we get, like the sequels to this Joker, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, is we experience a different story of the Joker with a different background and a different take on it. That would be dope to me. But this would be, it would be crazy too if we had multiple Jokers. And honestly, I don't know. I know we're getting two other sequels. That's the name sequels. Of
the movie. Jokers.
Yeah, the Jokers.
They reached out to Willem Dafoe, and they're like, "No, we can't do that. That's already happening in the next Joker."
I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do with more sequels, but whatever, man.
Yeah,
I hope they're as good. I think they might be tarnishing that first one, but we'll see.
Nah,
we'll all find out together. And not so crazy. Exciting news, but Real Steel, that movie with
Hugh Jackman.
Thank you.
Hugh Jackman.
Yep. I love the delay there. It's actually in development as a TV series on Disney Plus. I enjoyed the movie, and it could definitely be an all right series. I'm not gonna rush to watch the series. It was Disney like.
Plus.
Yeah, and it's Disney Plus. Some kids might be into it, but yeah. I'm not gonna rush to watch it.
I wouldn't even slow walk to watch it.
No, and is Hugh Jackman coming back to?
I was say, is he even like? It's like we're basing it off of this fucking unknown Hugh Jackman movie. Maybe people will check this out.
It's not unknown.
I mean, it's not. I wouldn't say it's popular. If you just start calling out Real Steel to people, I highly doubt you're going to have Real Steel with Hugh Jackman. Nah, dude.
And I don't believe, just as I thought, he's not attached.
And they couldn't even get Hugh Jackman. So it might have had a shot. It might have had a shot with Hugh Jackman.
He's not going to sign on to
without Hugh Jackman.
Of all things, he's not. I don't think
it made $85 million in the U.S. That's not
terrible. I mean, what was the budget?
Yeah, what did it do opening weekend? Like, what kind of numbers are we talking about here?
Opening was $27 million.
Chump change.
But what was the show budget?
All those FX. That movie lost money.
I mean, it made $300 million worldwide.
Worldwide, even in China. Shit, you can get a $300 million in China in a weekend.
That kind of surgery can be done over there. $110 million was their budget.
I mean, I guess it did okay. It didn't fucking flop.
So that's it's not a flop, but it's not successful.
If I were an investor, right. I wouldn't be like, let's get a fucking two going.
That's why there wasn't a sequel.
Let's do a half-assed fucking Disney Plus show.
There was a sequel?
No,
I said that's why they didn't get a sequel. I don't know why all the hate. The movie was not that bad.
I mean, I didn't watch the movie. Pretty good.
It was all right. Yeah, it wasn't anything like, right. Oh my God, and this movie was spectacular.
This is what I compared it to. When this movie came out, I completely ignored it.
It's It's Rock'em
because
Sock'em
I was
Robots.
Like, didn't they already come out with this movie? No, that's what Real Steel, when that movie came out, I was like, that shit is Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but in the future. And I was surprised that they didn't use that name, like, and come out with it with Hasbro or some shit.
I might have fucked with it then.
But when Pacific Rim came out, I was like, wait a minute, didn't they already do this movie where a guy controls a robot? Like, that's a thing that they already did.
Kind of, yeah.
And it was very similar. Pacific Rim only did slightly better. $37 million opening weekend.
Pacific Rim, though, they were
$37 million opening weekend. If we're going off of box office numbers here, $37 million opening weekend, $100 million domestic on $190 million budget.
Yeah,
and only 411 worldwide, and they got a sequel.
They got a sequel and an anime series.
And an anime. They got a whole fucking
because that shit was tight. Pacific Rim
storyline.
Yeah.
Pacific they got Rim a cinematic stuff. Universe of Pacific
Ron,
Rim.
Ron Perlman,
it
Charlie
was still,
Hunnam.
It was still a bigger universe, though, because it was to save
and the
world.
And
the
sequel
like
only did
aliens.
$28 million on opening weekend. Because
the sequel didn't have Charlie Hunnam. It was, what's his face, Boyega from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the sequel better than I liked the first one.
Yeah, the sequel was good.
I like the sequel more than I liked the first one.
Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
It's nice that I'm the drop for that. I saw the
first one, like, I don't know, on demand or on Plex or some bullshit.
Yeah.
But the second one, I remember they were promoting it heavy at, I think, the first Comic-Con that I went to. Mm. And they had like some, like, they had a whole bunch of fucking promotions shit for it,
and maybe even
like a VR thing or something along those lines. So it was a lot of shit. So I eventually did see it in the theater. I'm sure through one of my like free movie pass shits.
So in my
still,
like he's qualifying it. He's like, I didn't.
I was getting at.
It still did shitty, and it got a fucking.
But what I'm getting
sequel,
at is
the sequel did shitty too.
Hold on. What I'm getting at is that it's a bigger universe. It's like almost Godzilla-like, where there's a monster that's coming out, and this is our defense. So it's like a bigger universe to kind of build around, rather than Real Steel, where it's very narrow. Like people, it's like the next evolution of battling just robots. It's just an evolution of that, where boxers are no longer actually fighting. They build robots that box and then they just shadow box in the corner doing it. So it's the evolution of Robot Wars, whereas the storyline for Pacific Rim is a more grandiose storyline with like monsters and like, you know what I mean?
The
like,
fate of the world is on the line. Here. There are cities being destroyed by these kaiju. And this isn't fucking Hugh Jackman in the ring with a robot, bro. Right. This is, there's stakes here.
Yeah, it's Big Hero 6.
Well, Big Hero 6, that has nothing to do with Big Hero 6.
I mean, it's...
Big Hero 6 was tight, don't get me wrong.
Same type of premise.
Love Big Hero 6.
They're building robots, and there's underground... fucking robot battles. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, it's the same shit.
don't you take down Big Hero 6.
One is
a, don't you do
one
that.
Is a Disney one that has Baymax, which is a cute, friendly robot. Stay
Baymax
Puft Marshmallow
is a cutie.
Man.
Yo, what if he ends up controlling Big Hero 6 in Real Steel? They're both Disney Plus shows,
that's
right?
True, okay. That's true.
Then I'd fuck with it.
Yeah.
If
we get a live action Baymax.
That's Baymax in there?
Not Big
that?
Hero 6, Baymax,
if
right?
That's Baymax in there? I'm in.
Yeah. We get a live action Baymax.
Stipulation.
That would be dope. All right, since we're talking about Disney Plus series, another one that is coming to Disney Plus is The Santa Claus. It's coming back. It's coming back as a Disney Plus series starring Tim Allen.
No.
Tim Allen is back.
And Tim Allen's coming back,
A series.
Yep.
It's going to be out at Christmas, probably,
series.
Because that would be smart.
Franchise is being continued as a limited series on Disney Plus.
Limited series.
With Tim Allen returning.
Oh, that's
returning
a six-hour movie is what that is.
Scott Calvin. You know. I'm there for it.
I don't want a six-hour movie of the Santa Claus.
I'm okay with
it. I mean,
I'm going to have to watch it.
You're not the demographic, bro.
It's Christmas time. You're not the demo. The Santa Claus show dropping. You're going to peep it.
It's going to be, it's the kids, man. It's the kids.
Fuck these kids.
I'm going to end up watching it because of my kids.
I'm going to watch it by myself. Fuck these kids. Fuck these kids.
Are we trying to lose listeners?
That's wild.
Yeah,
oh,
but
damn.
It's, I mean, Tim Allen isn't really
fuck
doing
Tim
much.
Allen said Tim Allen's not doing.
Oh,
shit.
He ain't doing nothing. Not he really got canceled off of The Last Man, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he?
Yeah, what happened? Like, I think he was a Trumpster or some shit.
I mean, they still run. They still run repeats of that show. That's syndicated.
They do like a lot.
I see them a lot, dude. Every time I change the channel during the day, like 5-6 p.m., bro, you put it on five channels.
My dad loves that show.
Yeah.
Because it's a conservative show.
It's very conservative.
It's about a conservative dad with a liberal daughter or some shit.
And a sort of liberal dad that owns like a weed dispensary. It's a very weird show. And obviously, I've watched a decent amount of it because it's always fucking on all the time. But, it's not the worst show. It's not better than Home Improvement. That's for sure.
Well, how about this? Since we're talking about shows that we enjoy and a lot of things are coming back, here's another little piece of news of something that's being brought back.
Urkel?
To the forefront. No, not Steve Urkel, no. Quantum Leap is getting a reboot on NBC, they've ordered a pilot.
Wait, what?
What was Quantum Leap again?
Do you remember the back in the day where the dude would jump
with
from
Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula. Okay, I was trying to think of
where
the
he would
dude,
jump
yeah.
from points in time, but he would take over someone's body and live.
No, I don't remember the premise, but I remember the name of the show.
I remember watching that as a kid, yo.
Is Scott Bakula coming back?
He would come back.
Oh my god, that would be dope.
Yo, he would jump from body to body. So if something had to change, and let's say it was, the JFK assassination, he would come back either as JFK or
Oswald,
his head security person
or some shit.
And he would come in. We would see him as he is. He would look in the mirror and look exactly like who the dude actually was. And he always had his homeboy who only he could see. And they would be able to discuss with each other. I forgot. It was a long time ago.
I love that show because
I did too.
It was one of the few shows I was able to actually see, because super Christian household, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was actually able. I was allowed to see the show because it wasn't bad. There wasn't no sexy
nudity
jokes
or
anything that. No nudity.
Wasn't racy.
It was
his friend Al.
Oh yes, Al. It was Al, and then
Dr. Sam Beckett,
and then the doctor was Ziggy.
Dean Stockwell
Ziggy Al. Was the computer.
Yep.
That he would always talk about.
Yep. So, Al. But it's dope because every single episode he would just come back as someone else and. Living as this person trying to change something in that time. But I remember I was so young. I've never seen an episode where he actually went back home. He's just jumping from body to body and every episode was something completely different.
I think in the
finale, I'm imagining.
In the last episode, he ended up going home, but I don't know if he actually did.
There were 97 episodes.
Damn. That's quite a,
wow.
Yeah, 5 seasons.
We've beat them by one episode today.
Is this coming out on?
It's coming out on NBC.
I was gonna say Paramount. I thought that seems like a Paramount show.
Except for NBC.
Oh, it's on the cock.
It's on NBC. Like it's not on the cock. It's on Channel 10.
Yeah, it says NBC.
Oh, it'll be on the cock.
It'll be on the cock too, but. But it also gets broadcast airing, which means
for sure. Which means it's probably trash.
Budgets.
Oh,
definitely trash, but bigger budgets.
All right, and some bigger news for us.
It's going to be some This Is Us type shit.
Yeah, probably something like that. And some bigger news, the Batman received a rating. as of recently, and it received a PG-13 rating.
Did that surprise anybody?
It didn't surprise me. No.
Nobody was waiting for an R. Right?
People wanted. Like, people definitely wanted an R, but I didn't. But I never for a second thought this would be an R movie.
I mean,
it gives R vibes, though. It gives R vibes.
Really? Why?
Those teasers look dark as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. They give R vibes.
Constantly beating, lots of violence.
It's like a Jason Bourne movie. Like, that's not anything crazy. Unless there's fucking titties out and bush, like, there's no reason for it to be an R.
All it means is that they're not really cursing much and you don't see blood.
Yeah.
That's all it really means.
The blood is definitely.
It could be black and white blood.
No, there's just no blood.
Kill Bill style, like, just.
But it's rated PG-13 for strong, violent, and disturbing content, drug content, strong language, and some suggestive material.
I approve of all that content. I mean, people would have been pissed if it was rated PG, but like,
oh yeah,
I feel
if
like
it was rated PG, I wouldn't even go.
It would have been a big deal. Like, there would have been people articles like, oh, is this going to be rated R? Like, were there articles like that? Because I don't remember seeing any. Like, this wasn't even up for debate in my mind. Like, right. I just assumed Dark Knight.
Blogs and TikTokers.
Like, what was it? What'd you say?
I'm just assuming blogs and TikTokers might have been upset a little bit. But Twitter people, folks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. Like, it's PG-13. Like, of course,
they want what mad motherfuckers to go they see this shit, right? They
it's
want
Batman.
Kids in there.
It's not fucking
Batman, exactly.
This isn't the Joker.
It's not Robin.
Right.
Yep.
It's not Arrow. I was trying to think of another DC character. Like, you know.
Yeah.
They could do an R-rated Arrow.
I don't know, man.
Nobody would want to see it. But
I'm still on the side of DC needs to cater to the adults and come
like
out.
They could do an R-rated Peacemaker.
Yeah, for sure. That would be dope.
I mean, that's basically, that's TVM, which is R, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a TVM show.
For sure.
Yeah. No, and that works. Just have James Gunn do it all.
Yeah, seriously.
let's go.
Do they not rate shows that are streaming only?
I'm sure they do.
I don't see the ratings pop up in the corner. Like you would see. I feel like that's only a rule, it's assumed.
But it's a Max original. It's not a HBO.
But I'm saying though, but still, it's part of HBO and.
Oh, it's HBO anyway. But yeah, still, HBO puts ratings, doesn't it?
They used to do the thing beforehand where they would be like, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't see any of that.
My whole thing is that I don't really see content produced by HBO like shows.
Yeah.
That aren't.
On that, not HBO where
it's
lot,
no
yeah.
where it's not
come
like,
on they do Fraggle Rock.
I mean, yeah, Fraggle I guess, Rock. But anything catered to adults is always there's no limits.
Yeah, I guess. But I think I'm just saying like by federal law I thought they had to.
I'm sure they do. I'm just sure it's not as blatant out there.
You're just basically saying if it's on HBO and it's after 8 o'clock, paint it all paint with the TVMA.
Titties, bush. TVMA, it doesn't even fucking matter what's out.
All right. So we can wrap this up. There's a little bit of good news on the Marvel and DC front where Black Panther 2 has resumed filming after Letitia Wright recovered from her. Recovered from her stunt injury.
From her COVID.
Yep. So she no longer has COVID and was able to fly back home.
How'd she get back into the country?
2 negative tests in a 5-day period, according to the CDC.
Whatever allows you to fly back from the UK without the vaccine.
$10,000 in cash.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds about right.
Also, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse wrapped its reshoots, so that's some good news. They're tightening some shit up before we get that, and Aquaman 2 finished filming as well.
Okay, I like to see shit finish up.
Yep. So
what?
Aquaman 2 finished filming.
There's already a part 2 coming out of that.
Yeah, man, it was terrible.
Get ready. We want the
Isn't
Snyder
that your
cut.
Favorite DC movie?
Oh, that shit was so fucking horrible. I don't know why so many people fucking liked it. I don't know why so many people fucking liked it. Because Jason Momoa. Because that's everyone.
Why. Jason Momoa.
Whatever, man. Because everyone enjoyed it and was raving about it. By the time I got to see it, I'm like, what the like. It just wasn't. I don't know.
Rewatch it.
Wasn't fucking with it at all.
I mean, it's whatever. But what everybody was making it out to be like one of the best movies to ever come out of.
Nobody. Who the fuck was doing that? Give me
a lot of people.
Yeah, who was doing that?
Nobody. That's fucking ludicrous right now, bro. What are you talking about?
I was hearing a lot of talk.
Never heard any. Johnny, have you heard anything like that? People.
A lot of talk.
I heard of people hyping it up. People were definitely hyping it up.
I said it was one of the best.
But I don't know about one of the best.
You were hyping it, bro.
I guess one of the best DC movies. Sure.
People were mad excited about
one
that
of the
movie,
best DC
claiming
movies,
that it was.
It was like they pretty it? Pretty close no, to the Wonder Woman release, right? So it was like Wonder Woman and then Aquaman. So people were like getting hype again, like, oh, maybe DC's
people,
back. You know,
people
what I mean?
Saw
DC,
this.
But they set the
people
bar
saw
so
this
low.
And were like, this was such a good movie. it was such a good movie after we got all that. The fucking horrible Justice League movie. This movie was so great. Blah, blah, blah.
I guess in comparison to the Joss Whedon Justice League, right. Yeah, I guess
praise
it was fire.
The fucking movie. It got a fucking sequel.
I thought that horror scene in the sea, that was supposed to like make its own show, I think, or own movie that they ended up canceling. But I thought that was fire. That was like my favorite part of the movie.
I'm going to rewatch. I got to go back. It's been a while since I've.
Nah, don't.
I'm going to. Yeah. I'm going to rewatch.
I got another show for you. I'm sure I got another show for you. You got to start Mayor of Kingstown.
I got to finish Peaky Blinders.
Yeah,
I know. Watch. So don't watch Aquaman when you're done with Peaky Blinders.
Aquaman was like an hour and 45 minutes, bro. I could bang that out.
So budget for Aquaman break. Was 160 to 200 million. Box office, 1.148 billion.
Damn.
That's people fuck worldwide, obviously, but people fucked with Aquaman really hard.
When did
and it
come
got,
out?
And, 2018.
No, what month?
Let's see, 2018 worldwide. When did the fuck when did this shit come?
If you
out?
Go to the IMDb, it'll tell you.
Will it say the month?
Yeah, it'll say the day.
Okay, I can't fucking type. All right, 2018. When the fuck did this come out? Yeah, I know that came up for me too. It doesn't say the day. Where the fuck?
Yeah, scroll down to like the
November 26th.
Okay, so November 26th. So in November.
No, sorry, December 21st. So
I remember everyone was giving it praise for being, and it was
trash.
That's
why it made money. It was a Christmas movie.
Trash. Right, right. It was a trash movie.
I don't think it was. I wouldn't say it was a trash.
It was trash. I recently was talking shit to Rocco on a post because he posted something up where it posted like all of them, all
it's
of
the
movies up.
DC and
he was and he was in agreement that it was better than Man of Steel.
I don't know. I liked Man of Steel.
I liked Man of Steel that. Too. No, I like Man of Steel too. It was an anti Zack Snyder post. And it was just like all of these movies that are better.
Aquaman
and I'm just
the
like.
The highest grossing film based
like,
on
what the
DC
fuck?
Comics character.
Yeah, and it was
that's
complete.
Crazy.
It
so
was
people
were trash.
People were fucking with it.
It was gross. It was whack.
It was Jason Momoa. I mean, Jason Momoa no, is literally.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far.
I didn't enjoy it. That's just my opinion.
I know.
But you said it was trash. You can't
it is
say
trash.
That's not his.
You're saying it's trash. It's garbage. It's no.
That's just my opinion. It's,
I'm
it's
like,
completely
it's not
trash,
that,
and that's
that.
A fact.
Like,
that motherfucker's jumping all over
like,
me for saying that.
I would watch it again.
Nah, come on, man. Why you go fuck all my shit like that, man? Come on. Shit.
I got to pee. Don't fucking play that drama. That's so funny.
I mean, I would watch Aquaman again. I'm not going to turn 100%. It off.
100%. I have no interest
I'm not
in going
to choose,
Aquaman
but I don't choose to watch anything.
Yeah, he doesn't rewatch shit. He doesn't remember half shit because he only sees it one time.
No, it was trash. It was garbage.
It was garbage.
It was garbage.
That's just my opinion.
Movie.
That's not a fact.
Movie.
This is my opinion.
I mean, no, I'm saying that it's my opinion. Y'all coming at me hard, but I didn't
no,
fucking
just,
enjoy the
you
movie.
Said,
was trash.
You said it was one of the most fucking.
It was garbage.
It was the best movie. It was Citizen Kane of
A lot of people were really praising the shit. Like, as if that's what I was saying.
People were
praising it like it was one of the best DC movies ever made.
I mean, that's a big qualifier, though, when you say one of the best DC movies ever made.
On that front,
sure.
I still don't even put it out there for that.
I mean,
I don't even think it's one of the best DC movies ever.
No,
I just realized that the whole Dark Knight series was there.
Right,
that doesn't even count.
Still top five.
I don't count that as part of the DCU.
It's not part of the DCU.
Unpopular opinions.
Oh. Unpopular opinions.
There you go.
Unpopular opinion. Aquaman is one of the better DC movies made.
No, that's a popular opinion, according to Walk. That's the best lauded.
All right, let's put up a poll.
We'll throw it in the IC.
It's not like top three.
people were praising that movie.
It's probably not even top five of all DC movies made. No, right. Not top five. But
put
top
it this
10,
way,
yeah.
My opinion 10. Is that it's trash. It's
your
trash.
Opinion is like it's the 20th good DC movie made.
It's trash. It was horrible.
He likes Wonder Woman 1984.
The Harley
better.
Quinn
no, that was horrible too.
Birds of Prey above Aquaman.
He does. For sure.
I'm pretty sure because I believe you're
like
on record saying you enjoyed that movie.
Barrel.
I'm on record as saying that I enjoyed what movie?
Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey.
No, I fucking didn't.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, I did not.
I think he did.
I did not. Danny loved that movie.
I did not
like that movie.
I didn't hate the movie. Can we go back to episode 44 at 32 minutes?
Everyone that reads comic books came out was saying, I love that fucking movie. That Birds of Prey was fucking trash too.
Oh,
I didn't even finish that movie.
Right.
I did finish Birds of Prey.
I finished it. I couldn't believe that what's his name? Fucking Obi-Wan.
Ewan McGregor.
I couldn't believe that Ewan McGregor signed up for that shit. They made him look like a fucking dumbass, like a fucking asshole in that.
He wanted that.
That was a horrible fucking role for me.
I wanted to be part of comic book lore.
And everyone that praises that movie are comic book nerds saying, "Oh, it's so good. It plays out like a fucking that shit was trash. This shit was a horrible fucking movie."
Those are the same people that love CW, bro.
Same people that love Aquaman,
Arrow, and shit. They're like, "Yo."
Same people that loved Aquaman.
Aquaman was trash.
Aquaman was trash is the name of the episode.
Aquaman was trash. Yeah,
I like fuck those kids.
Oh man, Aquaman was definitely trash. All right, man. Do we have anything else to add to this stellar conversation?
Nothing that's not about Aquaman. No.
Nothing that's not about Aquaman. Well, in that note.
Nada.
Guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode and making it all the way through. We definitely appreciate and love you guys. Remember to have to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Have your friends subscribe to the podcast as well. Nobody cares about the Bucks, bro. And if you want to support the pod, man, go to insensitivemerch.com, cop you some drip, and stay drippy with Drippy. Also, check us out on YouTube if you want to watch full videos of most of our episodes. They'll be up there, and subscribe, like, comment on all of it. All right, but guys, thank you so much. We love you. Peace.
Tune in this weekend if you want to see the Bucks get smashed.
0-1 in the playoffs.
Oh, shit.
Sports!